Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Welcome back to another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. Albert Einstein is often credited with saying, "The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results." While we don't know if he really said this, we do have to admit that it's a very reasonable statement. And it's a great lead-in to today's episode that I've called, "To Get Different Results, Do Something Different." Whether you're living your best life or not, there is always something we wish could be different, right? Maybe it's starting a new business, landing that promotion, finding an awesome relationship, or just making a little more cash. Whatever it is, there's one fundamental truth. If we don't have it yet, and we want it, we've got to shake things up and try something new. It's just common sense. Folk sense. And here's another little nugget. Sticking to the same old routine isn't doing you any favors. You're just wearing yourself out. Meanwhile, others might sit back and watch you struggle, and some might even encourage it because they benefit from your stagnation. But there's a way out. Try something new. Go after your dreams. After all, you only get one shot at life. Don't spend it wondering what could have been. Our ancestors, naturally, wouldn't take this bit of guidance and keep it to themselves. In fact, this theme exists in a multitude of tales. This particular one, from Scotland, is a great example. It's called The Story of the White Pet. There was a farmer before now who had a white pet, a sheep, and when Christmas was drawing near, he thought that he would kill the white pet. The white pet heard that, and he thought he would run away, and that is what he did. He had not gone far when a bull met him. Said the bull to him, "All hail, white pet, where are you going?" "I," said the white pet, "am going to seek my fortune. They were going to kill me for Christmas, and I thought I had better run away." "It is better for me," said the bull, "to go with you, for they were going to do the very same with me." "I am willing," said the white pet. "The larger the party, the better the fun." They went forward until they fell in with a dog. "All hail, white pet," said the dog. "All hail, dog." "Where are you going?" said the dog. "I am running away, for I heard that they were threatening to kill me for Christmas." "They were going to do the very same to me," said the dog, "and I will go with you." "Come then," said the white pet. They went then until a cat joined them. "All hail, white pet," said the cat. "All hail, O cat." "Where are you going?" said the cat. "I am going to seek my fortune," said the white pet, "because they were going to kill me at Christmas." "They were talking about killing me too," said the cat, "and I had better go with you." "Come on then," said the white pet. Then they went forward until a cock met them. "All hail, white pet," said the cock. "All hail to yourself, O cock," said the white pet. "Where," said the cock, "are you going?" "I," said the white pet, "am going away, for they were threatening my death at Christmas." "They were going to kill me at the very same time," said the cock, "and I will go with you." "Come then," said the white pet. They went forward until they fell in with a goose. "All hail, white pet," said the goose. "All hail to yourself, O goose," said the white pet. "Where are you going?" said the goose. I, said the white pet, am running away because they were going to kill me at Christmas. They were going to do that to me too, said the goose, and I will go with you. The party went forward until the night was drawing on them, and they saw a little light far away, and though far off, they were not long getting there. When they reached the house, they said to each other that they would look in at the window to see who was in the house, and they saw thieves counting money. And the white pet said, "Let every one of us call his own call. I will call my own call, and let the bull call his own call, let the dog call his own call, and the cat her own call, and the cock his own call, and the goose his own call." And with that, they gave out one shout, "Gaire!" When the thieves heard the shouting outside, they thought the mischief was there, and they fled out, and they went to a wood that was near them. When the white pet and his company saw that the house was empty, they went in and they got the money that the thieves had been counting, and they divided it among themselves. And then they thought that they would settle to rest. Said the white pet, "Where will you sleep tonight, O bull?" "I will sleep," said the bull, "behind the door where I used to be." "Where will you sleep, white pet?" "I will sleep," said the white pet, "in the middle of the floor where I used to be." "Where will you sleep, O dog?" said the white pet. "I will sleep beside the fire where I used to be," said the dog. "Where will you sleep, O cat?" "I will sleep," said the cat, "in the candle press where I like to be." "Where will you sleep, O cock?" said the white pet. "I," said the cock, "will sleep on the rafters where I used to be." "Where will you sleep, O goose?" "I will sleep," said the goose, "on the manure pile where I was accustomed to be." They were not long settled to rest when one of the thieves returned to look in to see if he could perceive if anyone at all was in the house. All things were still, and he went on forward to the candle press for a candle that he might kindle to make him a light. But when he put his hand in the box, the cat thrust her claws into his hand. But he took a candle with him and he tried to light it. Then the dog got up and he stuck his tail into a pot of water that was beside the fire. He shook his tail and put out the candle. Then the thief thought that the mischief was in the house, and he fled. But when he was passing the white pet, he gave him a blow. Before he got past the bull, he gave him a kick, and the cock began to crow, and when he went out, the goose began to belabor him with his wings about the shanks. Then the thief thought that the mischief was in the house, and he fled. But when he was passing the white pet, he gave him a blow. Before he got past the bull, he gave him a kick, and the cock began to crow, and when he went out, the goose began to belabor him with his wings about the shanks. He went to the wood where his comrades were as fast as was in his legs. They asked him how it had gone with him. "It went," said he, "but middling. When I went to the candle press, there was a man in it who thrust 10 knives into my hand. And when I went to the fireside to light the candle, there was a big black man lying there who was sprinkling water on it to put it out. And when I tried to go out, there was a big man in the middle of the floor who gave me a shove, and another man behind the door who pushed me out. And there was a little brat on the loft calling out, 'Send him up here and I'll do for him.' And there was a shoemaker out on the manure pile belaboring me about the shanks with his apron." When the thieves heard that, they did not return to seek their lot of money, and the white pet and his comrades got it to themselves, and it kept them peaceably as long as they lived. It's a charming little story, isn't it? Even though it's purely a fun tale, it fits perfectly with our episode's theme. Each animal in this story had a different outcome in mind from what was headed their way, and they managed to achieve it through 3 key points. First, they realized that the way things were was not how they wanted them to be. Whether it's about earning more money, getting a degree, finding a new job, or whatever it may be, recognizing what you want to change is the first step. Once you know what you want, like our animal friends, you can move to the second key point. The second point, and where many of us tend to get stuck, is taking action. It's one thing to acknowledge that you're in a situation you don't like or have a goal you'd like to achieve, but many of us fail to actually take action and make changes in our lives. Although we aren't in danger of becoming someone's holiday feast, how many of us face the risk of living with regrets? A life filled with what-ifs can be just as tragic. Lastly, they stuck to their choices, even when they faced challenges. Any significant change is bound to create ripples. People might disagree with us or tell us it won't work. There might be resistance from various quarters. But we need to push through it. Remember, the alternative is going back to the way things were, and that's not where we want to be. Ever. Thank you for joining me on this enchanting journey through the story of the white pet and the insightful lessons it offers. Just as our story's characters demonstrate it, we too possess the ability to alter our paths and surmount obstacles. Embrace your aspirations, take decisive actions, and remain steadfast in your choices, regardless of the challenges you may encounter. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember to tune in to the Tales for Life podcast each week for more inspiring stories and valuable life lessons. Until next time, may your own tales be filled with adventure and triumph.